order to convey to mankind such knowledge, which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in his justice and love, I have written the work in the light of truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of his will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed for heart is paradise. It is addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, The world, when man uses this word, he often utters it thoughtlessly, without forming a picture of what this world speaks of is really like. Many, however, who try to picture something definite, visualize countless celestial bodies of the most varied nature and size, arranged in solar systems, pursuing their courses in the universe. They know that ever new and more celestial bodies can be seen as stronger and more far-reaching instruments are produced. The average man is then satisfied with the word infinity, and thereby the error of a wrong conception sets in with him. The world is not infinite. It is a material creation, that is, the work of the Creator. This work, like every work, stands beside the Creator, and as such is finite. So-called advanced thinkers often pride themselves on having the recognition that God rests in all creation, in every flower, every stone, that the driving forces of nature are God. Thus, everything that is beyond investigation, what is sensed but cannot really be grasped, an ever-active primordial energy, the source of power, itself eternally evolving anew, the unsubstantiated primordial light. They consider themselves mightily advanced in the consciousness of finding God everywhere, of encountering him everywhere, as an all-pervading driving power, ever working towards the one goal of further development to perfection. But only in a certain sense is this true. What we encounter in all creation is only his will, and thus his spirit, his power. He himself stands far above creation. From its very inception, creation was bound to the unalterable laws of evolution and dissolution. For what we call the laws of nature is the creative will of God, which in its activity is continually forming and dissolving worlds. This creative will is uniform in all creation, to which the ethereal world and the gross material world belong as one. The absolute and immutable uniformity of the primordial laws, thus of the primordial will, ordains that in the most minute process of the gross material earth, the cause is always exactly the same as it must be in every happening, as also in the most of the entire creation and in the creative process itself. The strict form of the primordial will is plain and simple. Once it is recognized, we easily discover it in everything. The complexity and incomprehensibility of many happenings lies solely in the manifold interlacing of the detours and bypaths formed by the varied will of men. Thus, the work of God, the world, is as creation subject to the divine laws, which are constant in all things and perfect. It also issued from them and is therefore finite. The artist, for example, also is in his work merges with it and yet personally stands beside it. The work is limited and transient, but not the talent of the artist on that account. The artist, that is, the creator of the work, can destroy his work, in which lies his volition, without himself being affected by it. Nevertheless, he will still remain the artist. We recognize and discern the artist in his work, and he becomes familiar to us without our needing to see him personally. We have his works. His volition lies in them and influences us. He confronts us in them, and yet may himself be living his own life far away from us. The creative artist and his work faintly reflect the relation of the creation to the creator. It is only the cycle of creation in its continuous coming into being, disintegration and reformation, that is eternal and without end, thus infinite. All the revelations and prophecies, too, are fulfilled within this happening. Finally, the last judgment for the earth will also be fulfilled in it. The last, that is, the final judgment, comes one day for each material celestial globe, but it does not take place simultaneously in the whole of creation. It is a process necessary in that particular part of creation, which reaches the point in its cycle where its disintegration must set in, so that it can form itself anew on its further course. This eternal cycle does not refer to the orbit of the earth and other stars around their suns, but to the great and mightier cycle, which must in turn be followed by all the solar systems, which they in themselves also carry out movements separately. Again, by reason of the consistency of the natural laws, the point at which disintegration of each celestial globe must begin is precisely determined. A very definite place at which the process of disintegration must develop, irrespective of the condition of the celestial globe constant and of its inhabitants. The cycle drives every celestial globe irresistibly towards this point. The hour of disintegration will be fulfilled without delay. As with everything, in creation. This actually denotes only a transformation, the opportunity for a further development. Then the hour of the either or has come for every human being. Either is raised high towards the light if he strives for the spiritual, or he remains chained to the world of matter to which he clings if out of conviction he declares that only material things are of value. In that case, through the lawful consequence of his own volition, he is unable to rise from the world of matter, and on the last stretch of the way, he is drawn with it into disintegration. This, then, is spiritual death, equivalent to effacement from the book of life. This process, in itself quite natural, is also designated as eternal damnation, because he who is thus drawn along into disintegration must cease to be personal. It is the most dreadful thing that can befall man. He is considered as a rejected stone, which cannot be used for a spiritual building, and must therefore be ground to dust. This separation of spirit from matter, likewise by reason of quite natural processes and laws, is the so-called last judgment, which is connected with great upheavals and transformations. Surely, everyone will readily understand that this disintegration will not take place in one earth day. For in world events, 1,000 years are as one day. But we are well into the early stages of this epoch. The earth now approaches the point at which it diverges from its hitherto existing course, which must also make itself strongly felt in gross matter. Then the separation among all men, which has already been prepared for some time, but which until now has manifested itself only in opinions and convictions, will set in more sharply. Every hour of an earth life is therefore more precious than ever. He who earnestly seeks and is willing to learn should exert all his strength to tear himself from base thoughts, which must chain him to earthly things. Otherwise, he is in danger of remaining attached to the world of matter and being drawn with it towards complete disintegration. Those who strive for the light, however, will gradually become detached from the world of matter and will finally be uplifted to the home of all that is spiritual. Then the division between light and darkness will be finally accomplished and the judgment fulfilled. It is not the world, that is to say all creation, which will perish thereby, but the celestial globes will only be drawn into the disintegrating process when their course reaches the point where dissolution and with it also the preceding separation is due to set in. This is accomplished through the natural effect of the divine laws, which have lain in creation from its very beginnings, which brought forth creation itself, and which also now and in the future unswervingly bear the will of the Creator. In the eternal cycle, there is a perpetual creating, sowing, ripening, harvesting, and dissolving, so that newly invigorated, through the change in the combination. Other forms may again evolve, speeding towards a new cycle. In considering this cycle of creation, one may picture a gigantic funnel or a gigantic cave from which, in an incessant stream, there perpetually gushes forth primordial seed, striving in rotating movements towards fresh union and development, exactly as science already knows and as correctly noted. End of quote. Just listening to a reading from the Grail message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail message. Copies of the Grail message can be obtained on Grail Land, Eju Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers, Grail Information Centers, and nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. You are cordially invited to public lectures. Date: Sunday, 29th June 2014. Venue: Mama Cass by Chapters Hotel, New Okuoba, Lagos. Topic: based on the Grail message. Time of lecture: 4 p.m. Also, on Sunday, 29th June 2014, venue of lecture: Events Hall, First Floor, King's Plaza, Number 80, Adeniran Ogunsanya Street, Surulere, Lagos. Topic: ask and it shall be given unto you. Time of lecture: 4 p.m. At this, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now we enter the interactive segment of this program. For genuine seekers who wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298. Or 0805-944-1123. 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 003-315-7493. Now, let's also announce Grace Centers, where copies of the Grail message can be obtained. In Abia, in Aba, Grace Center is kilometer 5, New Umahia Road. In Aba, Ogbo Hill, Aba. In Akwa Ibom, Eket, 87 Atabong Road, Akwa Ibom. In Uyo, number 7, Umbiabong, Apeko Estate. In Delta, Wari, the Grace Center is at number 84 Hospital Road, Ekpan, Efurum, Wari. In the Federal Capital Territory, the Grace Center is on Suleja Road, Madala, and also for those who are in Nasarawa State, copies of the Great Message can be obtained at Top Stars Nursery and Primary School, Old Karo Road, Mararaba. All right, Jonathan is calling from Abuja.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Jonathan calling from Abuja.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much. In a way, the Great Message, I have a book 1, 2, and 3, which has well understood. And I need to understand.
You want to understand it?
Hello?
Hello? What is the...
Yeah, my question is,
How else can one worship God to make heaven? Okay, how to worship in spirit and in truth so that one can make heaven. Now, the way to worship the Almighty Creator is not necessarily the religion you ascribe to or the your place of worship, but the true worship lies solely and only in the recognition of the laws of God in creation. And these laws are explicitly explained in the Grail Message. So if you are a truly seeking soul and you truly want to worship the Almighty Creator in spirit and in truth, examine the Grail. Try to recognize the laws explained therein and live your life accordingly. The true worship of God lies only and solely in the recognition of His laws and living accordingly. It is not the religion. In heaven, in paradise, there is no section for Muslims or Christians or Buddhists or and so on. It is only those who have lived their life according to the laws of God and have thereby become matured in spirit. They have experienced the word and they have become mature. That is the only thing that can open the gate to heaven for such souls. All right, Mr. Austin White is calling from Songo.
Hello?
You are on. Good evening.
This is my first time calling. My name is Austin White from San Jose.
All right.
My question is, we are meant to understand from the story of creation that God created Adam and Eve. Then the three children, which was Cain and Abel. And the story went further that Cain got a wife. Then I'm somehow confused. Does it mean God created other people
which were
not mentioned in the Bible or something? I'm always confused.
I
get to that
point. All right. So first of all, you must recognize the fact that the Bible is a purely spiritual book. And therefore, you must try to understand it spiritually. The concepts explained there are of the spiritual. So somebody who does not have a recognition of the spiritual cannot also understand the Bible. If you look at it in the earthly physical alone, you will never understand it. It will always remain like a book with seven seals. In the case of Adam and Eve, it is a pictorial rendering of a process. Not that there was just one man Adam and one woman Eve. There were many, both male and female. Male representing Adam, female representing Eve. And of course, So that already solves the problem for you. But if I were to look at it literally, then if Cain killed Abel, then this same Cain went somewhere and found a wife. Where did he get a woman? So it is not in that way that it is to be understood. But it is a great concept explaining the coming into the physical world of man and woman. And the story of Adam and Eve is used to represent. You know, at that time, when human beings were still in their spiritual infancy, the pictures had to be given in such a way that man can understand it. But now, detailed explanations are given. For those who are genuinely seeking, examine the great mercy, then you find how all these things come into being. Okay, there are those who have sent text messages. Somebody writes, when people die, where do they go? When somebody dies, he will go to that place in the beyond that he has prepared for himself according to how he has lived his earth life. Every moment of our earth life, everything we do in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts, and that which comes from deep within our heart, we are already preparing the place we must go to to leave this flesh, this heart life. When a man thinks in an evil way, he actually does himself great harm, because the main essence of his evil thought will now attract, like a magnetic ray, dark ethereal matter, which will now envelope his soul, making the soul to be heavy and dark. When he leaves the flesh, in accordance with the law of spiritual gravity, that spirit must sink to those regions that are dark. All right, Ibrahim is calling from Abuja.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go on. Ibrahim, you are on. Please go on. All right, Ibrahim can call back. Telephone numbers 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. So back to that question of where we go when we die. On the other hand, if somebody believes that only the material is important, his volition will thereby attach him to the material, because the body that he must use there will become so dense. Or let us say somebody does not even believe that there is life after death. The volition he has will now affect that body he must use in the beyond. He cannot abolish life after death by himself. He does not have the capacity or capability. Therefore, that ethereal body he must use in the beyond will become blind and deaf and dumb. All right, Emmanuel is calling from Surulere. Emmanuel.
Hello, sir.
Yes, you are on.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, my question is this. Why is the cross of the Great Mercy, why is it the one arm cross? Is it from the cross of the church?
All right. The equal arm cross is the spiritual image of truth. That is the image the truth has. The equal arm cross, the vertical bar, and the horizontal bar of equal length. And that is the image of the truth. The truth itself comes from the Almighty Creator. When you see this cross in a ring, it means the truth in creation. When you see the cross without a ring, it means that truth which lies above creation, which is in the divine. So that is the meaning of that equal arm cross. The vertical bar representing that which is positive, the horizontal bar representing that which is negative. Godwin is calling from Abuja.
Yeah, I'm calling from Abuja. Go on.
Yes, go on.
I said, we follow those people when they worship God and their other things. God used to send an angel to come and deliver messages to them in physical way. But we, our own religions now and other things, we are not able to talk to angels because where they are talking to, where God sent them to talk to them, to give them to their own life here, and how they will worship God and the other things. How are we going to do to receive that with telling to them?
All right. There are two ways by which the Almighty speaks to human beings. One is through his laws, the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. That is one way in which the Almighty speaks to human beings. And secondly, through his messengers. And the messengers have been coming, the called ones, the forerunner to the word of truth, and they bring messages from the Almighty Creator. So these are the ways in which the Lord speaks to us. And as it was then, it is still now also. And for this reason also, a new message has come. It is a new spiritual revelation of the truth. However, this particular message, called the Great Message, is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking. Because only he who seeks that shall find. Mr. James is calling from Agbo. Oh. All right. Mr. James should try and call back. The telephone numbers again. 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. All right. Let's take another text message. Do you think there is a solution to Nigeria's problems, and what is the solution? Yeah, of course, there is a solution. First of all, you must realize that all of us, whether we are Nigerians or Africans or white men or red or every human being, wherever we find ourselves, we all stand in that long prophesied final judgment. And so, each will now receive that which he deserves. It is only he who is ready to change that can now survive. He who does not want to bend must break. Augusta is calling from... Augusta is calling from Abuja.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, go on, please.
Yeah, my question is it wrong to pray anything that if you want to pray, you say in Jesus' name?
Okay, to pray in Jesus' name is not wrong. But you must understand what it means. When you say in Jesus' name, may it be so, as long as I obey and I follow the word of Jesus. Jesus Christ came with the word of truth. When you say in Jesus' name, it means according to the teachings and word of Jesus. But do you understand his word? Do you understand his mission? Are you following it? Many people imagine that the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ is simply to come and take away their sins. And that is the greatest blasphemy, for you to imagine that Jesus Christ came purposely to take away your sins. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty Creator, will come from his high divine grace to come to the lowest part of the entire creation, only to come and carry the load of rubbish which human beings failed to incurred upon themselves because they failed to recognize the loss of his father. It is not wrong to say in Jesus' name, but you must know what it means. Mike is calling from Abuja. Hello, Mike. Mike, are you there?
I'm there.
Yeah, so please go on.
I said those who do not believe on our Lord Jesus Christ, the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, since they die, where are they going?
All right, those who do not believe in Jesus Christ, Well, if you do not believe in the truth, there is no way you can find your way to paradise. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The meaning is that no man can enter paradise except through my word, except through what I tell you. Remember, Jesus Christ was the incarnate, the word of God walking on earth. So he who does not believe that word, the truth, he cannot find his way home. But we must also not interpret that statement one-sidedly. It doesn't mean that only members of the Christian faith can find their way home. No, it means that only he who does the truth, who live according to the truth, can find his way home. The truth is also found in the other religions. So somebody who is a live member of his religion, who does not personally know the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, although he may be beset by doubts and so on, if he lives in accordance with the true teachings of his religion, he too will eventually, whether here on earth or in the beyond, he must come across the Christ Spirit. The Christ Spirit is the truth, so that the word is fulfilled. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Without the truth, no human being can get back to paradise. Yes, back to that question, do you think there is a solution to Nigeria's problem? Of course, there is. But each one must learn to recognize the reasons why we are here. There is no other way to get out of all the problems we are facing, whether we are Nigerians or other citizens of other nations. If you look at what is going on in the whole world, there is total chaos and confusion. And the only way a human being can save himself out of the chaos of the present day confusion is to strive to understand the laws of God and live accordingly. There is no other way. All right, somebody writes, how is it possible that bread and wine were changed to the body and blood of Jesus? No, it's not that the bread and wine were changed to the body and blood of Jesus. This is also another allegory. When Jesus said, take, eat, this is my body. Drink, ye all of it, this is my blood. He is talking about the word. Remember, Jesus was the word incarnate, the word of God walking on earth. That means if you imbibe the word which he brought, then you are figuratively speaking, taking of his body and drank of his blood. The word has to be integrated into our being. We have to absorb it and live it. That is the meaning of that statement. Abayomi is calling from Ikorodu. Hello, Abayomi.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Yeah, please go on.
All
right.
My question is, in all the scriptures that we read, the Yahweh book, the Holy Quran, the Bible, now the Christian, giving birth of the type, the bottom in their Holy Book. So the clear message, the Holy Spirit, the added teacher, you never make any mention to the clear message. Then you took a bread, the Quran, the Quran, but you never make a point from that book that one can make reverence to, that one can cry down to uplift you according to the laws they are forgiven. I want you to start to point out to you.
What is exactly the question now?
The question, you have reverence, point.
The The reference point is the Grail message. Have you not read? Are you reading the Grail message?
Yes.
The Grail message itself is a proof itself. The message itself proves itself. No. If you are truly seeking and you examine the Grail message, the laws are explained therein. You want to know the laws? You can't find the laws there.
There are laws that I want you to make every go to chapter 1 or 2 or 3 that the Bible and the Korean will make reference.
All right, okay, let me try and answer your question. The Grail message comes in 3 volumes, volumes 1, 2, and 3. The Grail message is addressed only to those who are truly seeking. The author of the Grail message demands the highest from anyone who wishes to examine this work. Your spirit must be alert and active. It excludes from the very beginning superficial people, those who are prejudiced, those who are of evil mind. The author says that I am addressing honest seekers only. They must be able and willing to examine this matter objectively. Religious fanatics and irresponsible enthusiasts may hold aloof for their detrimental to the truth. So in examining it, your spirit must be alert and active, so that every word you must take it in and reflect on it. It is only when you weigh and examine the concepts there that you can now come to the conclusion whether to accept it or to reject it. All of us, when we left home, we are given the tool to recognize the truth anytime we come across it. And that spark of truth, if you have not buried it, you must recognize the truth in the Grail message. Pamela is calling from Benin. Hello, Pamela.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
You are home, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, okay. I wanted to ask, if somebody is in difficulties or in any problem and you pray, how do you know that God has answered your prayer? Before, in those days, you normally see signs that your prayers have been answered and all. But now these days, we pray hoping in faith that, okay, our prayers have been answered. But how do we know that it has been truly answered?
All right. Prayers, if they are genuine, are answered. And now we know, listen to the radio for the response. Prayers, if they are genuine prayers, they are answered. And how do we know? If the prayer is genuine, it must bring about calmness of mind. It must bring about solution suddenly arising in the mind, finding a way to solve the problem. It can bring about somebody who is now ethereally stimulated and to bring help in one way or the other to solve the problem. Prayers, for them to be answered, must be genuine. That is, it must come from deep within your soul. Formulated prayers that are said at definite times, or prayers that are memorized and said, they lack the genuineness of the intuition. And even the repetition and repetition of the same words loses the value. Did Jesus Christ said, not tell us how to pray? He said, when you want to pray, do not be like the pagans who like to repeat and repeat and repeat. But what are we doing today? We keep on repeating the same thing over and over again. He said, if you want to pray, do not be like the Pharisees who love to stand at the street corners to be noticed by the people. But today, when we pray, we go to where people will see us and we shout and shout and bring down the neighbor with noise. Is that how Jesus Christ taught us how to pray? If you want to pray, the prayer must be genuine. It must flow from deep within your heart. There must not harbor evil. When you say, let the rain, fire burn your enemy, that is no prayer, that is a curse. And it is the pure air to rise. The silence in where you pray will give you the power. All these things must be obeyed. Then the prayers will be answered. Chris is calling from Lagos. Chris.
Yeah.
Yes, you are on.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
I want to ask if the dead three person one God, and second, which of the religion do we believe? Because we have different churches.
Yes, there is only one God, but in his working he is three. That is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, our Lord has been sending us teachers and prophets and forerunners to the word of truth, and also our Lord Jesus Christ came. Since the source of all these teachings is the same, it automatically follows that the teachings also must be the same. But they are not the same today. They are not the same because human beings have added to those teachings their own preconceived opinions and their own foolishness also, thereby bringing about confusion. It is also for this reason a new message has come, but it's addressed only to those who are seeking. God's will is calling from Abule Egba. All right, you should try and call again. Another question here. Is it true that there is nothing like day and night in heaven? Yes, it is true. Night and day is only of the gross material world. We'll answer that later after taking this call from Mark Chinyere.
From, yeah, Mark Chinyere from
Ota. All right, from Ota. Yes, please go on.
Hello?
Yeah, go on, please. You are on.
Okay, the one I want to ask is this. Those who are living in northern part of Nigeria that are dying as a result of estrogen, is it that their prayers are not answered, or that what is really the cause?
All right, as I said before, all of us, we stand in the final judgment. All cycles are closing. Don't look at only Nigeria. Are you not seeing what is happening all over the world? It is happening everywhere. All the things we have been doing in our art life, in our previous art lives, all those things, the cycles are closing. In other words, we are now receiving the consequences of all those things we ourselves have brought into being. So that we must now, the final conclusion, to be or not to be, that is what is facing every human being today. All right, Nonye is calling from Akonwojo. Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I want you to turn more light on the Holy Trinity.
All right, Holy Trinity, God the Father. Before creation came into existence, God was unity. Now, with the creating process coming into being, when the Almighty said, "Let there be light," he severed a part of his will to act as that part that will bring about creation. Then he became twofold. That is God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Then, when later humanity was sinning in darkness, and it became necessary to send someone to help for the sake of the few who do not merit to perish with the rest, our Lord Jesus Christ was now. So with that, it became a trinity. That is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hello?
Maurice is calling from Akwa Ibom.
Yes.
You are on. Yes, go on.
I want to know.
Yeah.
The Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and only the violent take it by force. I want the great message to explain that clearly for me to understand.
All right. Now, the kingdom of God is only the Almighty Himself when we understand his laws, that that kingdom can be established. In other words, when in the Lord's Prayer we say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in the heaven." That is to say, it's only when we do according to the will of the Almighty that we can now establish his kingdom here. But so far, we are not moving in that direction. But first, before that kingdom can be established, judgment must come. And that is what is happening at the moment. Okay, before I answer this other question, let's take this call. All right, God's will is back from Abule Egba. All right, God's will, yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, you are on.
Okay, sir. My question is,
yes,
in the book of Genesis 1:26, let us create man in our own image and likeness.
All right.
Why don't we see those bodies that created man in their own image and likeness to the physical as we are seeing with other men around us and share everything?
All right, when that statement is talking about to create man in our own image, the man they are referring to in that particular statement is not the human being. I hope you know that. It's not the human being. Because can you see any likeness of the Almighty in the way human beings behave? No. Those who are created directly by the hand of the Holy Spirit, while the primordial beings, these are the perfect ones, they lie far, far above where human beings have their origin, in primordial creation. Those are the ones created in the image of the Almighty. But when a human spirit has reached perfection along its course of development, then it will become a likeness of those images. And it is only when he has reached perfection becomes a likeness of those images. So it is not the human beings that we are referred to with that statement. As said before, the Bible is a spiritual book, and so it is talking about all those descriptions about in Genesis. It's talking about the creation of the first creation, the primordial creation. Human being only be mentioned when it only concerns him. So those who are created in the image of God are not the human beings, but the primordial beings. So now to that other question, somebody was asking, in the heaven, whether day and night. You know, the question of day and night is here in the material. But as man progresses, when he leaves the flesh and enter the ethereal, the amount of light in the ethereal region depends on the amount of light that can come out of the souls of those who are living there. And so we have that those who are of a low development, they will find themselves in that region that's called in the region of twilight. There is not much light around. But as man progresses in his development inwardly, the spirit within him is able to shine out the light. And gradually, environment becomes brighter. The higher man becomes in his spiritual development, the brighter the spirit is, and the more light it can give into that environment. And so that is how the light is there. It comes from the individual human spirits who have reached that level. But in the realms of darkness, in the depth of darkness, because the souls there don't have any light to give to the environment, the place is dark. All right, we take this engineer Titus from Lagos. Are you there?
Yes,
please go on. Your last caller.
Yes, okay, sir. Please, do you really support the law of tithing and where it originated from the Bible, and does it be applicable to the Christianity of
nowadays? All right, quickly. Tithe was an injunction given at a certain time for a certain purpose. Unfortunately, today it has been abused. The tithe you give to your church links you only to your church as an earthly organization. It does not at the same time link you to your Creator. For God and the church are not one and the same. All right, now let's remind our listeners, lectures coming up in the month of June. Date, Sunday, 29th of June. Venue, Mama Cass by Chapters Hotel, near Okuoba, Lagos. And also on Sunday, 29th June, venue of lecture, Events Hall, First Floor, King's Plaza, number 80, Adenin of Gunshonya Street, Srulure, Lagos. Topic of lecture, Ask shall be given unto you. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. For those who may still wish to interact with us after this program, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298 or 0803-315-7493. Our website, www.truthofliferadio.com. Email, info@truthofliferadio.com. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abruchin, author of The Great Message. And so, until we meet next Sunday, I am Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good evening.